Start your day at the Toe Road, Robbie Yossi Fazan.
Good morning. Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that there are three dargis, three bechinas in the month of Av. On one hand, Av is legreyusa. I'm not going to explain why. But Asher Alkein, this Harbi Puronius Koshis, happened to call Yisrael during this month. And therefore, Chazal tell us, Mishenichnis Av, Mimachin Besimcha. By the way, one of the just a vort, why is Av Legreyasa, I saw the Shai Yisoscher brings Karavina Talia, says the Milchas Lazar, I was by my Zayda, by the Shem Shlomo, the Mooncatcher, late when he was still Rav in Strizov, and he said a vort by Sudnus Rishchoydish Av. If you look at Gimatria, Sachadoshim, just one Gimatria today, no, I'm sorry. But the highest gematria is Tishrei. Tishrei is Yerachai Sonim, it's Muzbach, it's Hashvi, full of mitzvahs. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. You can't get, possibly, in Lashon HaKodesh, a lower gematria than Ab, three. You can't have a word which is a lower gematria than three. Aber Yeshaya Hanavi tells us that HaKotin Yila Aleph, that the month of Ab, which is the lowest gematria, that will be, the Aleph won't be one. It'll be 1,000, and then Chodesh Av will be the highest. Okay. So on one hand, Av Bechitzonius is the lowest of months, the cotton, a month of Peronius, the Greyus, and then in Chodesh Sforum explain at great depth that the Pninius HaAnyonim, the Chodesh is full of the highest levels of Chesodim and Rachmin. And it's so high that it can only come down into this world when it's mislabish in Midas Hadin. Asher Alkein, there are different names for the month. The Pashas call it Av. And when we bench the Chodesh, we call it Menachem Av. That on one hand, the Eibishter will be Menachem the Av, right? Who's Avashokul. And Tifergeret, not only will when the Chesodim will be revealed, will that be mevatel the Chesroinus that we found in the month of Av, and that the Chesaron is dear, the pain is dear. Aber, there's something which is much higher, which will nullify the pain. Al derech, what Chazal say, G'shem shem mevorchem ala toiv, kach mevorchem ala ra. Right? But it doesn't say there's ra and there's toiv, there's good and there's bad, there's things that are painful in life. A yid with emunah, it's kishet, horaya, as we'll soon discuss, they're two separate brachas. One is dynamis and one is atayiv ametiv. You don't make just one bracha by ilm hazah. Now, at this moment in time, you don't just make atayiv ametiv. It's a horaya de yusurim, and it's emes yusurim and emes atzar. Nor you have emunah, and that what keeps you going. So you're mevatel the yusurim, the ra, the chitzonis. The hechter madrega is that the eivushul mahapich, the dinim, the peronius, intechsodim gufa, that you'll see, b'matam yazor tzvachim, b'enei basar, you'll see only the good. And therefore, there's a name called Av. There's that second level where the Eibush is menachim the Av. And then there's, which is bina, is menachim chachma. The highest madrega is Av gufa, which is l'mayla even from menachim, which brings only chsodim b'tei vanir vanir. So far, so good. Okay, Asher Alkein, if you understand, in other words, Bechitzonius, you see Puronius, you see pain. Asher Alkein, the Aloch is Mematin Besimcha. There's the Chassidish Prat from the Chuzer, from the Bashemte, whatever. Mishenichtness of Mematim. One is Memait, all the Tzores and the Yogin and the Anocha, Dafka through Simcha in these days, we'll soon discuss it. One is Bechitzonius and one is Bepninius. Asher Alkein, the Nigeres Atil from the Chaim, the brother of the Maral. If you look in the entire Megillas Eicha, you do not find the name Elikim. The Eibishter is always mentioned as Havaya, which is the name of Rachman, because the Primius, everything is Chsodim and Rachman. Which is the reason why Chazal tell us that B'shach the Oyu came into the Kodesh Kodashim, is the Kruvim Urim Zebozeh, which is a sign of incredible Ava, Azad, Chiba, between the Chosin and Kala, between Kutur Bichu and Knesset Yisrael, and therefore the Abderav and Oyu Yisrael said that's Pshat, and the Medrash Pliya, Lehoyu, Eloshin, Lehoyu Yemoyed Yisrael, Kiyem Shenechrav Beis Amigdosh. There was never a Gili of Ava, Rabba, Ava, Azad, to call Yisrael, at the time of the Churban. Which before we even begin, I just want to say a few vertlich I saw from Remelech Biraman this year, that bring out this idea, the difference between the chitzonius outlook and the primistic outlook. There's in this week's parsha Dvor, the pasuk says, "Vayishma Hashem es kol divreichem vayiktiv." When the Eibishter saw the response of Kol Yisrael to the Meraglim, right, and he heard kol divreichem, he got very angry and he was geyser. And so the Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Chochmas HaTorah asked the obvious question: why does it say Vayishma Hashem es kol divreichem? It could have just said he heard your word divreichem. What's the kol divreichem? So Shlomo Kluger explains a moira d'gevurt. A person has a tzora in his house. Someone's ill, very ill, critically ill. So it's very normal to cry. It's very normal to have a tzora, whatever. Aber kolzman, there's hope. Kolzman, there's whatever. You cry, but it's limited because you're always hoping it'll work out for the best at the end. When it's already rachmanu l'tzlan, when it's la'achar ha'maisa, then the sakis yilolus. The roof comes in. So the etzem is the Meraglim came in with a negative report. Moshe said, Yeshua said, Kalif said, Toivar, Aber you're Yulut Isha, you're not perfect, Felted Amunah, you don't have the Madrega, whatever. Okay, so the Eibishter could put up with that. But when he heard the Vayishma Hashem is called Divreichem, that was a tzaka with Yololus that are Ein Sof, that was intolerable. That's a raya that you've given up hope. And you have zero bitachon, and it was nigzer hagzer. He brings it's an important thing to know. He brings a meisen neirin tafshin yud gimel, the nesiv shalom, who was then the rosh shiva, the edim in Slonim. So he had tuberculosis, shachefet, I think it's called in Hebrew, right? And he was spitting up blood, geferlich. And because it's contagious, everyone said he had to stay away from people. So his little daughter was 2 years old, and she wanted a krich on tati's lap, and he couldn't let her. So he said, this girl, in her wisdom of 2 years old, she thinks her father's merachiker. Adrava, mitzad da'ava, of the father to the daughter, that she shouldn't, whatever. So that sometimes the richuk is what? Mitzad da'ava. That's why he brings a meridik of words, and the Toldos, everyone knows, the Toldos brings, in Paris Ve'era, that the Baal Shem Tov was mekabel min ha'shamayim, that the reason for richus ha'golos, is the Eden art meirich at Avarab. The Pashtas, how do you learn Pshat? You ask the Eibishter and Avarabo that same Libeinu Bina, Lahav Haskel, Shmuel, and he's felt in Avas HaTorah, he's felt in the Chashkos, whatever. He says, the Pashtas are those types. The Arichas HaGolos is felt in the Avarabo. We don't realize that even Bishat HaChurban, there's an Avarabo, the Eibishter called Yisrael, and if there would be Meirich in this Indian, there would be Mischazik, and that itself would be Mamtik, the Dinim, and get rid of the Golos. And if you look at Amiridik HaMaisa, Reb Chaim Kreisworth, who's the Rav of Antwerp, was once in Eretz Yisrael, he's many times in Eretz Yisrael, and he met Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapir, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Ber Yankin. And they talked in learning Kedarka and Bakodesh. And at the end, Chaim Kreisworth, and if you ever spoke to him, I spoke many times I had this chus, and he was Mayan Hashifeo. So Chaim Kreisworth told Ramesh Shmuel Shapir, I'll tell you a vort which is worth $500,000. It's awesome. He told him the vort, and he said, I didn't come here to give you my afterwards. He didn't come here to give you my tonus. I go, I'm payback. And I told him, I had that vertlich of flying. So himself, Reb Chaim Kreisworth had a psa'ah. And Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapira said, I can't pay you back. I'm a balchoy, $500,000, you say it's worth. Or I'll give you instead a vort from my Rebbe. Everyone knows that when Esav came into Yitzchok, and he realized that Yankov already got the brachas, so what does the pasuk says? Vayitzchok tzak agadei lumora admoit. And because of that, because of the tears of Esav, Chazal tell us in Medrash, the Eibishter paid him back, that in Shushan Abira, by the Gzeira of Haman, Esav's Enikol, it says by Mordechai, what does it say? Vayizak Zako Gidoy Lumor, the same Zako Gidoy Lumor. So Rabbi Shapiro's Rebbetzin, but there's a difference. By Esav, it says Zako Gidoy Lumor Ad Me'ud, not by Mordechai. The pshat is by a yid who's a maimon. Whatever happens, it's never ad me'ud. It's never infinite. There's always there's a point, and that's what David in Yisrael said until them: Eschukecha Eshmer Al Tazveini Ad Me'ud. that a yid should never, whatever happens, whatever you surim, it should never be ad moed. And he brings that, one of the tzaddikim used to say, that's why the Eibishter created the world kikadr, a round world. Why didn't the Eibishter create the world a square world? Because in a square world, there's end of the world. Right? A yid never comes to a matzav where is egvelt, as you say in Yiddish. End of the world. There's always a tikva, there's always whatever happens. Right? And that's pshat. Shem Chukr says the same word elsewhere in his Sefer. On Eicha. You know, Yirmiyah, in it says, we hit the pasuk, the Eibush tells Rachel's Mavakal Banea, meaning Lenochem, that's been Ikelich mi Bechi, Beinayach mi Dimo, Yeshchal Lupulosech, Yetikhal Charisech, No Mashem, Bishavu, Banam Lugum. Many dikdukim in the pasuk, meaning Ikelich mi Bechi, Beinayach mi Dimo. Why did it mean stop crying? Hello. Why the double, meaning Ikelich mi Bechi Dafka, why Bishavu, Lashon Osid, not. Many kashas. Says Rachel represents Knesset Yisrael, and the Eibusher tells Rachel Knesset Yisrael, even though he didn't have a title, the Golos, which is so bitter, but the Eibusher said, "Don't give up your hope." Al yesh tikvah acharisich. Once you don't give up hope, the call, the bechi, you could cry, but it has to be with a limit, because he knows ultimately it's all, the pnimiyot, it's all sudden time. And once mini koylech mi bechi, then it'll be me nayech mi dimma, then you won't be, you, the Abish will bring a geula be'emes, because yesh tikvah acharisich. And there's a call in all sorrows that you can go through. Chazal say by Golos is that the geula comes b'schus amunah, etc., etc. And a yid could have simultaneously, the pasuk says, "Eicha kumi roini balayla," to also a double barrel expression. You know, roini could mean tsar, roini could mean simcha, and that's why the whole bechia. How do we get a bechia? How do we get a tisha b'av? Because the meragim came back, and the Eibusher told them, "Atem bechisem bechia shelchinam." So the chalaya, there's nothing wrong with crying. The problem is the bechia shelchinam. It's unworthy. It's not called for. In other words, ayin hatim mischazik in these days to know the pnimius and the balayla shireimi, that even in the darkness in the chashas agolos to still, and they bring the vort from the Gro. It's a beautiful vort. The Chazal say the Gemara in Yuma, migdashrishin. Why was it destroyed? Gimla aveiros hachamuris. Aveidazor gilorayish v'chazdom. Migdashani. Right? Yes. Hello. What's the shot here? Right, so the Gemara says the big Rishni did every major bogedik aver gimel chamurus, or they had bitochen, they were shoyim hoyu elishetolu bitchoinam bakadosh baruch. They put their faith in the Rebbeinu Shem. The pasuk says in Micha, Roshayechem b'sheichad yishvaytu chenel b'mechir yoyru v'yabekastet yikaytnu v'al Hashem yishanu leimer alayyish Hashem b'kirbeinu leislam l'ro. But they put their faith in an Eibush that whatever we do makes it machnis lus. That is, they had the midah of bitochen. Migdash sheni, you could be a tamal chacham, you know, whatever. Alam Mailith, no Gilarayas, no Shvichazdom, no Vedazor. Aber, the Felton Bitochin, the Rishonim, Nizgalu Avoinim, in other words, he was Averis, Harva Averis, Aber was Bechitsoinis, therefore, Nizgal Lakitsam, after 70 years, they were redeemed. The Beis Amigdash Hasheni, they were the Hoibin Eden, Aber, the Gefelton in Bitochin, which is Avi Avoinis of Ultumis, and therefore, it became a Churbit. And that's this week's parsha. With the parsha, it says, the Eibishter in the Midbar, Godol Benoira, the Eibishter picked us up, etc., etc. Kasha Yisa Ishis Benoi, etc. Ubedover Hazeh, Ein Chemaminim Bashem Likechem, this felt Badir. The understanding there's an Eibishter, that's why the Bardichver says, what's another reason why it's called Chodesh Av? Because Av is a Tata, what does Rashi say? By Amalek, because they even ask Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoy. So Rashi says, after all that I've done for you, you're asking this question. Chayechem, I'm megaret you the kelev, and he's noishich eschem, and now you'll see where they have a father. The avoid of chodesh of it's not the Eibusher door. So let me just preface before I even begin this year, just put there a hakdom. There's a chitzonius which is din puronius. There's a pnimius which is rachm rab an Eibusher. Hello. People often, I hate to be critical, I don't want to be a lamed chuyva on Yidin, especially at such a time, But Yidin make two mistakes. There's two ktsovas. There are certain Yidin, we'll say, they learn Chassidus Sefer, and they see that the Pnimius of the 9 days is all Rachman in the Burp, and Tisha B'Av is called the Moyidin, Moy Neil, and Mashiach Ben David. So what's there to worry about? What's there to be misabel about? What's there to whatever? And you see, like, it's mishtalshul from this to other kreisen, like whatever. Where, how can you fight the court? You're Rav, like most shaylas, Rav, I'm getting ready. How can I find this kula and that kula? Hello? You know? And, you know, I'm not some fatamta Englishman. I'm not some snaggy that I'm born with morose atzvus. I am a chassidish guy, and I look in svarim makdashim, and I know the pnimis. So, first of all, if a Yid sees, it's so wrong, if a Yid sees the tzoras of Eden, hein b'chal, hein b'frat, and he says, I'm dovuk in pnimis and yonin, the way things, hello? That's achzorius neiro. Yidin are suffering. Are you a greater chassid, are you a greater maimon than the Eibishter, who b'chal terosom litzar? Who's Bishman to Adam Yisrael Mitzrayim? Shira by Beres, Kalani Mitzrayim, Kalani Mitzrayim. The Eibishter to paid. How could it be better than the Eibishter? Meidach, it's an astira. A Yid at the same time has the Amunah, and he knows that ultimately it'll all turn out for good. Boy b'shah, and therefore he's able to have the Simcha with Avelos simultaneously. Where do you see this? Let me just be mocked. But it's basic, the most basic fundamental principle of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit 101. If you ask a simple Jew on the street, unlearned Amorites, tell me, what is the one line which sums up all of Yiddishkeit? A simple Jew will tell you, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, all the Sforim HaKadoshim from the Alshech HaKadosh and the Kli Yoker and the Shaloh HaKadosh. What is that saying? That even if it's Havaya, which is Midas Harach, or Elikim, Midas Hadid, there's only one Eibishter, he created everything, and the premius of everything is the Eibishter's Rachm, is Chsodim, is Avat, the Kal Yisroel. And that pshat, there's actually a Moiridika Reishis Chochm, in Shara Avat, the Yodato Hayoim, Vashavesa El Vavachok, Hashem Elikim. What's the Hayoim here? Hayoim, the word is redundant. We're in Hayoim. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, we're in Hayoim. Now, what do you have a yoim? Vayikra l'kim la'or yoim, v'achoysha kor laila, and all together the yoim and the laila and the yoim become a day. The adata hayoim, if you understand, that there's laila, and laila is galus, and laila is soros, and there's yoim, which is rachmim, chsodim, and good sky. And it's all yoim echor, it's the same Eibush Hashem echor who created everything. Then you come to this understanding. And that's why Chazal tell us, "Kishem shem mevorchem ala toiv, kach mevorchem ala ra." As the Rambam says, you have to mekabel the ra with the same cup, right? To realize that kol mado of the rachmana l'tav, right? Which, as Chazal say, Gemara Nida, Dorash Rav Yosef, my dechsev oitch Hashem ki yonaftabi, that when Mashiach will come, will thank the Eibishter for all the patch, all the yisurim. Marshal Madhavardaima, two people going on a mission, and a guy with all the schoira, and he's like waited for whatever, and he gets a koitz baragli, and he can't travel, and he's cursing the day, while Kaili Lama Zaftoni, and at the end, Tovas Finose Bayom, and he realized that if he wouldn't have had the koitz baragli, he would have been dead. Right? So that Oid Hashem, ultimately, you'll realize, Kyan Naftabi. This is the Gemara, when the Gemara said, how do you know that Chayavan Lakabal? The Gemara brings numerous psukim, Gemara brachas, chesed and mishpat, ashira, l'cha Hashem azameira, cipher chesed, cipher mishpat, Hashem aludover, b'likim aludover, various kos yeshuas, esa, b'shem Hashem ekra, right? Sorav yogin emso, b'shem Hashem ekra, all numerous psukim that whatever happens to a person is coming from the Rebbeinu Shem. And that's pshat, this is the Lashon Ram. Therefore, like it's Yodua, the Toldus brings in Parshas Noyach B'Shem Baal Shem Tov. This is the Indian that the Kitzer Nimrus that the Arizal tells us. I want to start the shir. I got like a whole like dumb. The Arizal tells us that the Indian of Bimamtik Dinam B'Sharsham, that when a Yid believes that all Dinam that come upon him really B'Sharish Sodom and Rachmim, that Gufa is Mamtik the Din, and that's how a Yid is Makabel Yisurim Bahav. And that's, you don't got to be a genius to work out. After the pasuk, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, what's the next pasuk? It's, and that's why the Kol Ari in Magdama says famously, that's why when you say Shema, he puts his hand over his eyes. Whatever the evidence in front of your eyes is, it's totally irrelevant. Ayid has Emun. So far, so good. This is like basic Judaism 101. So can I ask you a simple klaus kasha? If what I'm saying is true, so why is it for toiv? If the premiest of all ra is toiv, unla asid lava yul nizbaru, that everything that happened had to happen, and oit chashem ki enough to be. So why do I make two separate brachas? On ra you say dayanu emes, and for toiv you say toiv ametiv. Hello. Mashenkin la asid lava only yeah. So the Gemara of Emes in Daf Samach and Brachos asked this kasha, "Uri mevorech al aro, hechidom, in the shakel bitka ba'ara, a flood, the river overflows its banks and floods your sod, and all your payers are you work your horrid, you schwitz to destroy, and it's gefel. Your life is like whatever, but a person has to know it's ultimately good because next year you don't have to fertilize your field. Frek the Gemara oibazoi. So why is it ra?" Right? And the Rambam says, by the way, Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos and Brochus. What's the logic? Because in this world, with our limited perspective, something appears good and something appears bad. But you never know, from the Ra could turn out Gevaldiga good, and from the good could turn out Yesh Ra. So why don't I make two separate Brochus? So the Rambam says, hello? Because the Gemara says, because at the moment, I see a Puronius. At the moment, I see good. So I got to make the bracha, because what will happen in the future, I don't know. That's a suffix. Shtel zich the klas kasha. Hello, what do you mean it's a suffix? You, Rambam, just told me that Meir, Rebbe Kiva, that a person has to say, kol madav rachmana letavav and gamzu letavav. Hello, what do you mean it's a suffix? It's vadai that the ra is good. So what's the... No, pshat is, the Gemara says, in brachas, in royal adam, shisur, in boim, alav, what should you do? Fashish meis. Why? Why are you in fashish meis? It's all good. Everything's great. Wonderful. Hello? Pshat is, the Gemara says, an example of chayav adam. A person's going on a trip, schoira, and he got a koitz baragloi, and eventually finds out that it works out that it was for good. Why did the Eibishter give me a koitz baragla? Give me the pain, even if the pain is temporary. Even if ultimately I find out that really the purpose is good. The Eibishter can't give me whatever, save me another way. With traffic jam. Why have to have a koitz baragla? Is the charaya the whole reason why a person has yesurim is in order to what? Mefash b'shemaisim. And to do tshuva. And that's why the Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat that kol madav rachmana mitzat kaparas amainis. Everyone says this. I'm not going to the whole aril. Yeah? And therefore, when a person has good, you got to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Because you have a good, but it could be l'ra. If your head swells and you say, oh, I'm a genius and I got an MBA from Harvard, from Oxford, Asher Alkena, I made the you want the good to remain good, give hoido to the Eibishter that he's the toiv ametiv, not you with your wisdom. And if something bad happens, your mefash b'shemaisav, and the pishush b'shemaisav will cause that you'll get to the emunah that ultimately will be good, and by that emunah that it will be good, even though now b'chitzonius I see it's negative, over through your mefash b'shemaisav you come to a deeper emunah, and ultimately through that emunah you're mamtik all the din. In other words, what I'm trying to point out is everything in life has to be b'hadrog. So a person will say, I don't care about the chitzoinius or whatever. It's the achzer, you're out of your mind. You don't know what Yiddish guy is about. Hello. Person has to know that when it says in Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Torah, and Torah is emes. And if it says in Shulchan Aruch, that means yenichnas of mimakim b'simcha, b'gashmius, but simply, that's because, and chitzoinius is also an issue. We live in a world of chitzoinius. We live in a, right, and especially if the Torah is happening to somebody else. As the Svarim HaKadosh and Tzadikim said, for that you're allowed to be an apikurus. Don't rely on someone else for me to be amun and be talking. For him, you got to open up your wallet and help him. Right? This chitzoinius welt is important. Once you come to the Chitzonius, and the Chitzonius, you're mitzdayer on the Churban, then comes the Pnimius, then comes the Yisil Yishu. Why is that? Let's try to be married, just 2 minutes. What is the Inyan of the Hamtokas Hadin? Because the MS is Pnimius Hadin, is really a Gvaldik Sodim, and that's Pshat. Who, the Chazal tell us that the Eibush will make a Sud de Gedoyla b'yom she'igamel chazdoyla Zari Shel Yitzchak. Why daf Zari Shel Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak is the one who will say, Pal Gielai, Pal Gielach, as we discussed countless times. And the one whose male is Yoshir and brings the Gul is daf Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Kate Chaya, says in Zohar HaKadosh. Yitzchak brings the Gul. Shelzach the Shaila, which everybody asks. Sorry, Shalom HaKadosh. Hello, Avram is Chesed, Yankiv is Rachm. Why dafka Yitzchak Midas Hadin? Pachad Yitzchak is the one who brings Gula. Because the emes is the Eibush created the world with Midas Hadin. And he wants the world, the Kiyum is dafka through Midas Hadin. But Primius, Etzem of Midas Hadin, is really Rachmim, Rabim. And therefore, Eile told us Yitzchak, Ben Avram. Who is Yitzchak? Ben Avram. And Chazal tell us that Yof Koyach HaBen, Mikoyach HaAv, the Gvuris of Yitzchak bring greater Rachmim, or Chsodim, even than Yitzchak and Yank. And therefore, when Yitzchak is born, what's Torah's response? She calls him Yitzchak, Lashon Schoik, Schoik also Lekim, Kol HaShemeya. Anyone who understands, Torah is also the Chinas Gvuris, she understands the Maila of, you got married so far? So there's a chitzonius tika avelus begashmius, and then the chitzonius brings to a pnimius a emuna, right? That ultimately it will be good, and that it dampens, it stifles a bit the tzakum gdolu mora ad me'oid, and that ultimately brings to namtalkas hagvuris. And this answers something else. I'm going to just be ma'arich in this, if I have time. I said last week, 2 weeks ago, all the Sforim, what day of the month is Tisha B'Av? What? The 9th. Why did I get the 9th? Sorry. Hello. You remember the letter 9. Okay, let me just try to be, the kids are remembered. Remember there's a pasuk by Yechi Yankiv Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Hashanah? Right? So Rashi notes that this is a Parsha Susuma. What's a Parsha Susuma? Every parsha normally there's a empty space. How much the Messiah is? How much empty space do you have been parsha to parsha in order litain revach shimim is boinin in what's going on here? 9 letters. Why is after 9 letters? And what does it got to do with Vayechi Yankov? The kids are nimrits. What happened to Yankov Avinu? Yankov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim and Pari asked him, "Hello, sir, who are you?" And he says, how old are you? I'm 130 years old. Ma'atim v'royim, blah, blah, blah. I didn't reach the lifespan of my father and my grandfather. Right? Everything is terrible, bitter. Ma'at v'royim, yeah. The Eber said, Yitzchok, Yankov, I saved you from Esav. I saved you from love, and I gave you back Dina, I gave you back Yosef. And now you're saying, Ma'atim v'royim, yichaye, this 37 letters in the 37 years will be deducted from your life. And that tzaddik, derech of tzaddikim, is demafashvish from myself. So now when Yankov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, what does he do now? How is he misakin? First thing he does is say, Kriyashma. What does Kriyashma tell me? Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echod. Even the dinim, the yisurim. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Who is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? I discussed this 1,000 times. Nasi, says the Kilos Yankov, is Rosh Tevis. Hello, Earth. What is the second chapter of Pirkei Avos? Ethics of the Fathers. You know that. Yeah, hello. Rabbi Omer, Eidah Del Rishar, Yabalam, Kol Sheh Tiferes Leiseh. Why did Rabbi say this? Because Rabbi is the Nitzus of Yankov. What is the Nitzus of Yankov Avinu? Tiferes. Etc., etc., etc. Go on for it. The Chazal say that said, V'yichi Yehuda, Be'eretz Sipayri, Shvaz Hashem. Same, because he also had Yisurim Teru. And he realized, like Yankov Avinu, the head of Kriyashma, the 13 years he had, Gifelecha Ke'evim, that no woman was Mapil in Eretz Yisrael, B'chul, B'chul. Right? And therefore, Lechavid Yankov Avinu, his Gilgal, yet Rebbe started with what? Rebbe started with. Now, what is 9? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, there's Toiv, Ach Toiv V'Ches, Toiv and Ches. What's the Toiv and Ches? Says the Zohar, Toiv, Iyu, Kad, Kolil, Kula, Begavov, Leispachel, Denach, Tolosat. Toiv means it's good, completely good, but it doesn't descend here in Oilam Agashim. Toiv, as I always say, I've said this in the after of, Toiv in Ksav Ashuris, the right side of the Toiv is Tomun Begavo. Toiv is goodness and Rachman and all the good Rachman, but it's Sofun, it's Tomun, it's hidden. Chesed, when it comes down to everybody, Toiv, the good for bad, etc., etc. Therefore, Chazal say, Gemara says in Baba Kamadav, hey, Haroye test Bechaloim, Simin Yofali. Why is that? Because if what you dream at night is usually what you think by day, the Gemara says. And if you see the letter test, where you realize whatever happens is really the Toiv is. So the letter Toiv is what? It's goodness, but it's Tom. And therefore, the Hafsik of Parshias, Ben Parsha, the Parsha, is Dafkin 9 letters, that it realize whatever happens, the good Parsha, the bad Parsha, you're now Eretz Mitzrayim, Lashem Yisrael, Megbulas, etc., etc. For Yaakov Avinu, he was saying Kriyashma Shvas Rishona with the Gematria of 17. Toiv, fine. Shona me learned to teach. Rabbi Shona, yeah? That he taught his children, everything is for good. And with that, you could be Machzuk Maimid, Mamtik Dinanus, right? Oh, Berkey, but once Yaakov Avinu passes away, in the start to me, name, believe Michelle Yisrael, Mikosh Yashibud. And therefore, there's no letter, missing the letter, test, which you don't gotta be a genius. This is Mamish directly connected to Tisha B'Av, which is the ninth day, because there's great Sodim, which are hidden in Tisha B'Av. We don't see it. So, Bechitoni is Azoi, Bechitoni is Azoi, and he has to live simultaneously with the book. Now, last, 2 weeks ago, whatever, I said that, similar ideas, wherever I talk, right, about the 21 days of the 3 weeks, right? And there's all kinds of Muslim, Ach Toiv Yisrael, Vayisa Ach Sameach, etc., etc., etc. And therefore it says, Ek, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Abishah, what's your name? How do I explain to Eden when they're in Bitter Finster Golos? Ek Asher Ek. Ek is what? 21. Right? And the Arizal said in the Furish, there are 21 days in Beit HaMetzorim. So says the Arizal. And it's based, you don't gotta be a genius, it's based on a posuk. And if you don't know Tanakh, because you went to Yeshiva, and you only learned Gemara, Arber, it's a posuk you just read in the Haftarah. Yirmiyahu says to the Eibishter, what do you see? The Eibishter, what do you see? Makel shoket aniroya. Why a shoket? Almonds. Because an almond takes 21 days to blossom, and therefore, which is connected to 21 days of Beit HaMetzorim, as Mavur in the Marsho, in Bechayrus Tavches, and all the Mekaybis. Everyone makes a face to me and say, hey, wait a minute. But they're actually from 17th of Tammuz till Tisha B'Av inclusive. There are 22 days. So the Machzik Bracha, the Machzik Avram for the Buchacher, the Yisrael, Afol Pikein, Anan B'Didan, Kimlu, Lechazal, there's 21 days. Why the 21 days? The simple, hello? They knew Mathemat. No, you 20, right? You count with your fingers. Hello? Because they knew Tisha B'Av Gufa, that's the day that Demri Pinchas, Bechaskoritzer, everyone, the Buchacher, because Mashiach is born, Chatzos, after 7 hours of Tisha B'Av, Asher, Alkein, there's really only 121 days. To which, Chag Gufa Kasha, hello? Why did the Eibishter make, you Megalgul and Schusli and Zakai and Peronius, hello? Why did the Eibishter make Dafka Tisha B'Av, the darkest day of the year, right? Is Dafka the day of the birth of Mashiach B'Av? Hello? You with me? By the way, when it says Eke, and the Eke Asher, first is Eke Asher, Eke, 21 and 21, the Eibishter said, Eke Shulchani. What else do you have 21? So, well, that way, this is Yisrael from the countries of Magid, and that Yisrael from the after of. There's 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Shanarab. Right? Yeah? And whatever, the whole Arichas as we discussed, right? And this pshat is that if a person acts as 21 days good, bad, right, which is like 21, there's 40 membeis masoyot that a person undergoes in life as a degel brings the shame to the Baal Shem Tov in last week's parsha, days and nights, but it's all, yeah, 21 times 2 is 40, 42, by the way, for those. When it's connected to that the Arizal famously says, we say in Davni every day in Shemana Esra, goyim v'chsodim toivim v'koyne hakol. The Eibishter makes chesed. By the way, let me just be marked. I spent hours talking. There's a famous Agar Dekala from the Holy Bnei Yisrael, Mamish Meridik. How many days are there from Shavuot B'Tammuz till Rosh Hashanah? Hello, Earth. 72. Communion? Chesed. Okay. Stell sich the Shaila, how did you reckon 72 days, Kaminyan Chesed, when included in them is the 21 stroke 22 days of Ben HaMetzor? Hello? Is the Arizal, so the Arizal says, Dr. Dekal explains, there are 22 days, you tell me, Ben HaMetzor, yeah? Over Tishu of Gufa, after Chatzos, is the birthday of Mashiach. There are three Shabbosos and Rosh Chodesh, so 22 minus 5 is what? 70. Are you with me? So far, so good? Usually, most years. Hello? 17. 17 is Gimachia. Toiv. Oh, wow. Hello? So it says, Goyimach Sodim Toivim. Goyimach Sodim Toivim, Bekoin Yakol. Of the 72 Madregas in Chesed, the Eibusher gives us 55. And 70 is Goymel. Goymel Miloshen, he Gomel as Yitzchok, to stop weaning, to stop the nurture, to stop the Shefa. It's concealed. It's Toiva, that Gonus Bigabo. That's the letter Tess. Hello? Are you with me? So the 17 days, you don't see the Chsodim, but Toiva Nir Vanigla, but Goli. Arber Geblimen, how many days till 72, till when Mamtigal the Dinan, and every year comes out with a. 55 and 17 is what? Yes? And therefore, when a Yi takes... Okay, there's a famous principle, I've said this countless times from the Chuas Chaim, from the Gedalia of Linitz, one of the great Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, HaMagid, Moiri Dikavort. We say a pasuk, you all know the pasuk. Hoidul Hashem Ki Toiv, Kilim Chad, what's Prat? Hoidul Hashem ki toiv. What is the? Okay, I'm not going to say many gematrias today. Hello, Hoidul Hashem. Yudke Vavke is gematria 26. What is Yudke Vavke be Misper Cotton? Yud is 1, K is 5, Vav is 6, K is 5. What do I got? 17. So toiv is pshat. It's the same havaya, right? But it's the Misper Cotton pshat. It's constructed, it's concealed, you don't see it, you don't feel it. It's there, I have a munah shleima that it's there, but I don't experience it. Right? Aber when, hoidu l'Hashem, even ki toiv, even in a matzav of Bein HaMetzorim, what is havaya b'milui? Yud kei vav kei is 26. Aber when, yud vav kei, in the largest of the four miluim, 72. Hello. You obviously never learned the basic Kabbalah or Siddhis or whatever. Okay, 72. That's a Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. If you give Hoidu to the Eibishter when into the Matzav of what? Toiv. It's contracted, it's concealed, it's not Pagolu, it's Bechusa. Then Ki La'olam Chazda, you're able to see all the 72 Madregas of Sodim, B'Toiv and Nirvani. So far, so good. So the letter Tess represents at the moment. Chsodim, Rachmim, but it's concealed. Why? What's Tess? Okay, let me tell you a pasuk. By the way, which is the letter of the month of Av? Take a guess. There are 22 letters. You have a reasonable chance to get it right. What is Tammuz? I said this is Tammuz time. No, you don't remember. Tammuz is the letter Ches, and Av is the letter Tess. You don't gotta be a genius. Hey, you know what learns B'nai Yisrael here? Like, why you live? Anyway, yeah, that pshat says the Holy B'nai Yisrael, Chet Chot LeYerushalayim, Al Kein LeNida Hayos. Chet is Ches and Tes. Hello, the month of Tammuz and Av. Yeah, and by the way, how do I know these letters are important? That they have an effect. Hello, you remember Chazal? It's brought in Balaturim. That when Yankiv Avinu Bikish Lagala Saket and the Stavni Menashchina, so maybe there's a Ptul B'mitasi like my father, my Zayda, hello? So the Shvatim told them there's no Chet here because there's no letter Ches and no letter Tes amongst the Shvatim. What the Charaya says the Bnei Yisrael, the letters in a person's name has an effect. So if it's Chet Chota in Zman, also, Tammuz and Av, therefore, Lenida Yosef. So it's a nida is meruchik, a nida is b'loshen na v'na, etc., etc. Narvos. The Bnei also says a moire dikavor. It's so like, you want, sometimes you say, see a vor, you want to dance. There's Al Kain Lenida Hoyosa. Says the Bnei Yisrael in a few places, Chodesh Tishrei and Tammuz and Oven, a few places, Agud the Pirka, all over the place. What do you know about Anida? Anida is not Arayis, yeah? Difference is by all other Arayis are an Isser Oilam and an Isser Atzmi. Anida is a Isser, but only Zmani. Safra Lo Shivas Yomim, and afterwards she becomes Tor, and Nishnar Das, Aber Anida is Mutter B'Yichud, other Arayis are not. Hello? Is Chet Chata Yerushalayim, right? And that, but it's a Bechina for Nida. Aber it's not permanent, and it's only temporary. It's a tifa vort. Listen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Pirkus Friedman now. It's a very big vort. We know throughout my Morech, I'm not talking Gemara, it's Midrashim, Yidin sinned when Avraham Avinu came, the Yidin sinned in the all olive base. Every letters of the olive base. Hello? You with me? Yeah? And if Eicha is written, olive base. There's a numerous midrashim I can bring up. Why is it connected to the olive base? Hello? What's the connection? Where does the 3 weeks start, Ben Amasorim? What happened in Shavuot Thomas? What's the Yisui, the Shayrish, everything? Shviras Haluchas. What happened by Shviras Haluchas? Moshe smashed the Luchas. Why? Because I'll say he saw Paruch Oisius went up. How many Oisius are there in the 22 letters of the alphabet? 22. How many, therefore, ascended Porchu by Shviras Haluchas through the Cheto Egel, which is the Yisoid of Chazru Zohar Mosom? Azoid looks too. That's why you had Yakasha last week. Why just. Sushitosko, right? I got news for you. Chazal, tell us the Gemara says there every letter of the alphabet are found in Luchas Rishonis, except one letter. Test. In the Luchas Shnias, the Kabbalah of Yechel, the man Yitav Lach, this test. In the Luchas Rishonis, there's no test. Why? Because the Eibishter knew, he's carrying me the eighth, whatever, Magad Mereshis Achrit, that they will be smashed. And he didn't want the letter test, which stands for Toiv, to be smashed, and therefore he didn't put the letter test in the Oisius. So my dear sweet holy brothers, so how many letters went Parchu by the Shviras Haluchas? Do you see it from the Chazuz Zohar Mosom? 21. And therefore, there are 21 days in the Sforim HaKadoshim, the result of what? Of Bein HaMetzorim. Because the letter, parenthetically, when the Luchas, or the letters went flying, where did they go? And where are they now? The whole tachlis of Eden is lekabet to mgegerim, to take the nisus of Kedusha, to take the letters of Teresh of Alpeh, which got spread out around the whole world, and therefore Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel, and Tosfos comes from France, and the Rambam, and whatever the Rif comes from Sfarad, and to come and take, and therefore when your Mechadish Chedushi Teres brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim, you may machzir your letters, and those letters originally were written on the Luchas, in the white letters, etc., etc., hello? And therefore you bring them back to its mocker. How do we have the power to? Because the letter test remained untouched. The Toiva, which is Gonuz. First time the letter test appears in the Chumash. What oir is that? There are gonus. Hidden. There is goodness, holiness, rachm, sodim, which is hidden. And the job of the letter test, that's why you miss the revach, then parsha la parsha is what? Dafkin, nine letters. That you see, tzara surus, you're going down to Mitzrayim, to Golis. You got to remember there's nine letters and always in the yid through letter test, which represents the level of a yid, the kol yisro, which can't be destroyed. It's whatever. Yeah. I thought about it, I went crazy. Look at the Goyer, look at this pasuk. If you look at it b'chitzonis, you're a superficial Jew. Chet chota Yerushalayim, al kein l'nida yosa. It's gefährlich a pasuk, you want to tear your hair out. Hello? Think about the way the Bnei Yisrael is now teaching. Why is l'nida? Because it's only temporary. Why is it only temporary? Because Yidin will do tshuva, and the Sfusra tshuva. Hello? By the way, why is the reason why it's only temporary? So the Bnei Yisrael brings, as what all the Sforim HaKadoshim, that was, it's a mashal. I have no time to allow, these are 20 hours here in itself. It's a mashal, it's a shalom, it's a, all Sforim HaKadoshim, because when a yid sins, a yid be'etzem is good. right? I'll give you an example, two examples. Tshuva helps only for Yid, not for a Goy. For Goy, it could temporarily, an Inve, over long term, right? It doesn't help. Tshuva only helps for Yid, as Chazal say in Medrash, and Tanchum, and Parshas Nosi, in various places. Anachazach, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, hello? That by Yid, Machshava, Toiva, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzarfa, Lamaisa. Machshava, Ro, Eit. By a Goy, is Ipra, just the opposite. So everyone asked the Shaila, hello, the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, the Shalok, everybody asked the Shaila, hey, wait a minute. The Abish says, Atzur Tomapol, they called Rachel Mishpat. How could it be Faket for Yid? So one of the famous answers is, because a Yid has a Cheskas Kashrus, because Yid comes from, right? And therefore he wants to do good. And if a Yid like messes up, hello, it's only temporary, and it's only Rosh Tus, and it's only whatever, Yitzrei Onsoi, and Sa'ar Shabi Yisim Akiv, etc. But the Eibishter is Meir and Ansada, that if he had the opportunity, he had the Machshava Toiva, if he had the one of the honest, he would carry it out the gum. And if he didn't have Machshava Ro, he would Chapzach, and he won't do the Avir. And therefore, the Eibishter allows Shuva, because Machshava, by the way, one of the, so Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem, Elikecho. Hello? Yeah? Only for Yid. Why? Because even if Yid does an Avera, it's Kashalta Babinech. It's only a Chait. Hello? And that's only for Yid. One of the reasons, by the way, the Sfarim say, if a person does an Avera, and he's Chayit B'Tshuva, so what happens is, G'dayla Tshuva, the Zdoinis become, everyone goes crazy. So the Velt is, what the Gemara says, what is the Makar of Tshuva? Because I say, Doicha, Lois to say. Hello? So the assay of Yitoich Leisei. Why is assay Yitoich Leisei? Because how many Leisei are there in the Torah? 365. How many assay in? 248. Therefore, Noyach Leisei Shalei Nibra. But the Abish did create you, says the Marshal, famously. Aber Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mistarfa Lemaisa. So I have 248 times 2, which is more than 11. Therefore, Noyach Leisei. Asher Alkein. Hello? You with me? That's why tshuva helps for Yid, because tshuva helps mitam asay dechalois. To say, what is the alimius of an asay? Because it's b'machshava and b'maisa. Mashenkin dechalois to say, whereby Yid, the machshava rod, ain't a kodesh b'achav b'maisa. So therefore tshuva has both machshava and maisa, hello, against the lois to say, and therefore tshuva helps. Are you with me? So therefore every avera that he has only b'chitzoinius, there's a the Weizenerov in his Pirush Agrad the Tzvi on the Agrad the Pirka in Reish Mem Simen Reish Mem Vav is a Moir de Gemor. When you speak about in the Vurachum, we say a vort, right, which is like, yeah, that Vishikutseinu Kutuma San Nido. If you try to Moir Rachum Raman Kal Yisrael, why are you mentioning Nido? Because Nido is only temporary. Kunto is this whole pasuk. Hello, this whole pasuk that Chet Chota Yerushalayim Alkein the Nida Yosa is Ma'oyer Givaldigus Chus on Yidin that we have the Koyach of Geula, we have the Koyach of Tshuva, we have the Machshava Tov, etc. Asher Alkein, once a Yid takes the Yibay Ben Amasarim seriously, Bechitzoinius, as we discussed, and then he's armed together with Emunah, and he knows that Patrimi is Rachm Rabin. Therefore, I said also, there's 21 days till, you said, from Rosh Hashanah till? Shanab. And what's the 22nd day? Shmini Atzeres. So I say every year, I heard this from the Mashgiach, it's like it's one of my, I know very few things, it's one of the things that I do know, right? It's like, Gevaldik. The day of Tisha B'Av is Mechuvin Kineged, Shmini Atzeres. L'chura, I ask you, is there any 2 days in the Jewish calendar which is more betachlis? Is the Charayah the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av is really Shmini Atzeres? Asher Alkein is brought in Sforim HaKdoshim, from Tzaddikim, even literature form, brought from Yisrael Salanter, that you could achieve more on Tisha B'Av than you could achieve on Yom Kippur. Hello. The tikkun of Kinnus. Asher Alkein, I said this every year, who is the Shpiz of Shmini Atzeres? Hashan Rab is David. Take a guess who Shmini Atzeres? Shlomo. Hello. He's a what is the Haftorah of Shmini Atzeres? If I'm, no, who's the Bokeir here? Hello? That's Shlomo HaMelech? Yeah? And it says there, "Vayhi kechalo yishleim elivnis beis Hashem beis Hamelach v'kol chayfes shleim v'chachof etlasis." Only person history. Hello, normally you say another mate for chotis over the other. Everything he wanted, begash medrach he did. Gevaldik. 15th generation from Aravinu came this year. Bishlamus al gevaldik zach. And who's the man, the Omar from Tisha B'Av? Come on, guys. Who wrote Eichel? Yirmi. He's Misnab and the Churban. The Novi of Churban. Comes along Rabbeinu Arizal and says, "Hello, you know who Yirmiyahu was? He was the Gilgal of Shlomo. When Shlomo came late to the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, the Eivishu was Goyzer, that Neshama will come down, and who Ani Agever, or so only I will see, you will see the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash that you're praying now in the Chanukah's Abayis." Awesome. Hello? By the way, a few weeks ago was Parshas Pinchas, the first of the Gimel de Paranisa. Hello? Balkairis, who was, what was the master? Hello? Earth? Uviyem Ashmini Ateres, hello? Yeah, like Ashmini Ateres? And right after the master, what do you read in your synagogue? Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu Melekahana Mesher Banos Yumachaber Shloima and Yirmiyahu. I could talk about this for hours. Kumt ois that Yirmi and Shlomo are gilgulim of each other. Kumt ois tishbav is the gilgul of Shemini Atzeres. The Le'evish to help him that these days should be turned liyamim. V'zechazen einenu, we'd see the gul of the shechina, the gul of the shechina of Kal Yisrael, the achtoy of Yisrael.